Lyons, ex-policeman.
Hello, George. It's a nice afternoon out there. Good to be here.
Yeah, what are we doing here? Should be out cruising in a nice weather. Anyway, before we get to Mike, I'd like to make some announcement recommendations. I think all of you don't know, but the rail ridership on the mainland across USA is down by 10%. And if it's down, what was it before it went down? Was it only 2% ridership? I don't know. Anyway, if it's down, why are we proceeding with the rail? From what I got from people on my own survey is people think that want the rail, that other people are going to ride it, not them. Because they think that other people are going to ride it, there'll be less traffic. So if everybody thinks the same thing, oh, Joe is going to ride it, Mary is going to ride it, but I'm going to drive my car. And if Mary and Joe thinks the same way, who's going to ride it? See? So, might not work, you know. Okay, and the other thing is, and I've been hearing this over and over from a lot of people, is ethanol is a problem with the gas. Ethanol is causing gumming of the carburetors, like the small engine clinic says, and ethanol is causing corrosion in your gas tanks. No. Ethanol is whiskey, folks. Whiskey does not gum up. Alcohol is clean burning, cleaner than gas, way cleaner, 100 times cleaner. Okay? It's the gasoline and whatever they're putting into the gas, an oily substance, that's causing the gumming of the carburetor or the injectors. It is not the ethanol. Now think, all of you, Brazil has been on ethanol for 45 years and never had this problem. Now, if ethanol was so bad, then why would Indy 500, those Indy race cars, run 100% ethanol for the last 2 years? And why is NASCAR looking at going ethanol? And NHRA already just went to ethanol. If ethanol was so bad, why would these people put it in the multi-million dollar engines and run it? Think about that. Would you? I don't think so. All of these propagandas and everything that's coming up is all by I think so. Lucky they weren't doctors recommending medicine to you and say, I think this will help you. You could try it. But if you muck it, I know it don't work. Have the facts, folks. I've been testing and using ethanol for over 12 years, and I find that's the best fuel to have. Okay? So, ethanol would also bring more money into the state and help bring up our economy. Now, talking about the economy, I know it's a little bit off of automotive, and this one is for Mike. Okay? If you have a business and the politicians that are working for you do the same thing as they do in politics, would you hire them? Would you hire them, Mike?
Some things work, some things don't.
You know, for instance, I have yet to see the politicians bring in money from outside. They do the easiest thing. I will go raise tax. We raise tax. Hey, any Tom, Dick, and Harry on the sidewalk can do that. Go walk down downtown and say, hey, how can you make more money for the state? Oh, raise tax. Simple. But do the Waikiki Grand Prix race? Duh. How we do that? That is way over their head. Okay? Do ethanol in Hawaii? Duh. How we do that? Unbelievable. I mean, if you had employees working for you like that, and you tell them, hey, Mike, go do the ethanol. How you do that? You're going to tell them, you know what? Punch out. You're fired. Simple. More people in politics got to get fired. Then maybe people listen. For example, look at that guy that crashed his airplane right into the tax building. That's an example of how pissed off people are getting. And you keep pushing people, pretty soon, they turn around and they bite. All animals are that way. Even a little mouse. You put him in a corner, bugger gonna bite you. Guarantee. So, you know, it's a matter of time before this whole thing explodes. And before it explodes, these politicians gotta wake up, smell a coffee, and change in the right direction. Not the way, you know, who I'm talking about. Change.
Well, I agree that, you know, politicians need to be changed. They need to have term limits.
Yep.
I think we've already started that with the city council. And I think, you know, with the state, I think it would be just as good. And, you know, we do have to answer to our boss as politicians.
Who's the boss?
The people.
Yeah.
And the people will
go talk to the governor. No.
Well,
she's the boss.
The people will vote accordingly.
You know? And people just vote for vote. And Jay Leno proved it. He asked people on the sidewalk questions, simple questions.
Hmm.
And the people of America couldn't answer. Who was the first president of America? Thomas Jefferson? How many flags on the American flag? Duh, didn't count.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, give me a break. They shouldn't be allowed to vote. It's dangerous. Mike, it's just like giving a gun loaded to a guy and say, here, you can hang on to that. And the guy has no knowledge about a firearm. Jesus Christ, he'd be pointing them at everybody.
Well, that's why the schools and everybody involved need to step up and get more involved.
I'm glad you said schools, because that's why they're doing furlough of the schools. They don't want the kids to learn. If the kids are stupid, perfect.
Hmm. Well, I don't think that's the intent.
I think so. I know they're going to be calling me on Monday and telling me that I shouldn't have said that on the air, but you know me. Hmm. I'll tell it like I see it.
Yeah, I know so many dedicated teachers and so many dedicated parents, and they really want the best.
Yeah, the teachers do,
but
not the upper people.
Well, then they got to answer to the boss, and the boss is the people.
Again, I'm going to tell you, the governor don't think so.
Well, we're going to find out very soon, come November.
Yeah, well, she don't care because she's out.
Mm-hmm. But the people will care.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. You know, I ran for office in 94. And Henry Peters, Calvin Say, and everybody up there said, don't run because the people don't care.
Mm.
You know what? He's right.
Well, I'm an optimist, George, and that's why I've decided to run.
Good. It could be a good experience for you to see how much people care.
Yes.
Because in the old days, Mike, you get into a trouble, all of Hawaii backs you up. Today, you get into trouble. Who that? Think we should help him? Nah.
Well, I'm an optimist. I look for the best. I hope to see the best. And I will do the best that I can do.
Well, good luck, man.
Thank you.
Good luck. Because it's like you going into a gang and saying, hey, guys, how about we be nice guys? Don't steal the people's money no more.
Hmm.
The gang gonna look at you like, you nerd. You either join us or get out. Dave Aguino told me that.
Well, I'm being optimistic.
Okay. Hopefully you got more of your gang with you. Because you're going to need them. Okay? So, anyway. The other thing is, people always ask, why should we use royal purple oil? You know, I push royal purple because it's the best oil. I recommend Shell gas because that's the best gas. I gotta tell you like it is, okay? If you don't like it, then it's your engine, your car. Come see me when it's broken. You know, it's simple as that. And a lot of people have been coming to me and saying, you know, my engine is knocking. You think if I use Royal Purple now, it'll fix it? No. It's like wearing out your tire and coming to me and say, hey, you know what? If I use that stuff, would more rubber grow on my tire? I don't think so.
You know, George, I don't think people realize that Royal Purple Oil is actually a lubricant. It's derived from natural gas mm-hmm. held in a liquid state. So it doesn't have the properties that sludge and varnish mm-hmm. and all that. So even as an ecological company.
As I tested it, okay? And everything I've recommended, I test. Mm. I have tested the Royal Purple Oil on a bearing test machine and boiled the oil. It boiled at over 300 degrees. Mm-hmm. And it's still didn't eat the bearing. But all the rest of the oils, the generic oils, regular oils, non-synthetics, and even Castrol, ate the bearing as soon as it heated up, frozen. Okay? And people do these tests with coal oil. They never show you boiling it. Boiling it kills the anti-wear additive. Okay? That's why the Germans was the ones that developed synthetic oil. They was the ones that invented the jet engine. And when they try to run the jet engine, it froze up because the heat killed the oil. There was no lubrication. So they were forced to invent the synthetic oil, which all the jet engines run now. And that's the only oil that will not seize the bearing, because it can withstand the heat. Now, that's why I test every bearing, every oil, by boiling it first. I mean, I really boil the hell out of it and see what happens. I did that with Royal Purple, and you know something? It protects even better. Hmm. And today's cars, they all go well over 200 degrees. Why do you think the manufacturers made it so that it has to run high so that you don't have an engine left after the warranty? Hello, you think they want you to keep your car? They go broke. So that's why we recommend using the Royal Purple.
And well, I like it because you have less disposal, because it lasts long.
Oh, so that less disposal. I'm glad you said that.
It's definitely green.
You know, 20 years ago, we used to dispose of waste oil 16 drums a month. Okay? Now, we do 4 drums in 6 months because there's less oil changes.
Right? And the oil lasts longer.
Yeah.
It's not just because you're not changing it.
Yeah. It lasts longer.
And that's something that the state and everybody else needs to look at, because less disposal, less pollution.
They won't do it, though. Not unless you grease the palm. Mm. And you know that. Are you going to learn that? You'll see. So, anyway, is it commercial time? Break time?
Yes, it's break time. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guest today is Mike Lyons.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Whether it's your fuel system, your steering, carburetor, or injector systems, using Royal Purple products with its extended oil life saves time, money, and the environment. Royal Purple's superior oxidation stability means oil changes can be extended up to 12,000 miles or more, depending on the equipment.
For the health of your car and the longevity of your engine, use only Royal Purple.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Fluger Honda Yamaha, New City Nissan, Quick Fix Cycles, Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Maui Toyota on Maui.
Since 1978, Pearl City Transmission has proved quality, dedication, and exceptional service to their customers. Pearl City Transmission has grown to meet the needs of their customers with a 12,000 square foot location in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Ian Nakashima, with the help of his family and a crew of expert technicians, gives you top-notch diagnostic services and repairs. Be aware of imitators and remember there's only one Pearl City Transmission. Pearl City Transmission in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Call them at 671-8767.
She's real fine, my four. Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob? Well,
it's not Rolling Bob is not here. I don't know what happened to him.
He's probably rolling down the road someplace.
or maybe he'll be calling in later.
Well, there went his minute. Sorry, Bob.
maybe that's him right now.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see. Anyway, before we get to... is that Bob?
Yep, we got Bob on.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, Bob, you're on.
Oh, thank you. George, I was researching.
I know, your clock is a little bit off.
I'm researching. Anyway, I was looking up the numbers on the ridership on the mass transit because you were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hawaii, the ridership is down 2%.
Okay.
And they're saying that 60% of the ridership is people going to work. So their solution is, so obviously, if there aren't people working, because, you know, unemployment is going up, the ridership is going down, which would be the same thing for the rail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to be more. But the interesting little end of the story is they raised the bus fares 25 cents. In July, and they saw a ridership drop. And guess what they're getting ready to do again?
Raise the ridership.
Raise the rates another 25 cents to make up for the difference. Now tell me, anybody out there in business, when you're losing customers, what do?
You raise the price.
No, you lower the price and entice people to come back and make the business up.
Well,
not keep raising the price and then less people use it and, well, we better raise the price again.
What did I say about politics?
You know, they did the same thing with the parking lot at the airport. Oh, people aren't flying as much. We got to raise the rates. And then you have people in the news going, you know what? I'm not going to park here. I'm going to have my husband drop me off. And they're losing less money. I mean, they just can't be that blind.
They are.
That's the part that amazes me. I mean, it's like you never talk to a person that runs a business.
Nope.
You don't understand that if you raise the unemployment thing to, like they're talking about, from $90 a year to $630 a year, your unemployment rate is going to skyrocket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody can see that.
No brainers.
I tell you.
What are you going to do, Bob? That's why they're in office.
Anybody knows what happens to, you know, like in California when they declared bankruptcy?
Raised the taxes.
They raised the taxes.
And everybody moved.
Yeah, they have people are moving and they stop paying their bill.
Yep.
Which is like what the governor said they have to do here. They're going to delay the tax refunds 90 days because they don't have the money.
Well, that's a good way to get rid of people from Hawaii.
Well, yeah. I mean, we all want the roads less crowded.
That's right.
So if nobody's going to work, then nobody's here. We can all go to the beach and sit around all day and relax.
Yeah, and collect.
What are you guys going to do for work, though? Money?
Oh, I don't need any money.
Okay.
Just collect money from unemployment.
But we're in bankruptcy.
Yeah, well, that's how it goes. But anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
His clock is a little off.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. That, don't tell him.
Well,
that's
he,
okay.
He was doing research.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now is Mike Lyons on the hot seat. Okay.
You've had me on there now for 20 minutes.
No. No. And if you folks listening want to find out about this guy and you want to question him, give us a call. He's wide open. 296-5467. You know, every time we have guests on, you're welcome to call. You know, be my guest. Okay, one of my questions is, how would you help us if you got into office?
Well, what office is he running for, first of all?
Don't get you.
No, Senator Bunda has announced many times he's going to be running for lieutenant governor. And he will resign his seat probably in the area of June 20th. And at that time, I'm going to be running for his Senate seat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, in two words or less, how would you help us?
Schools and jobs.
Okay. What about taxes?
Explain.
What about the taxes going up? I have never heard of a politician say, I'm going to lower the taxes.
Well, again, it would be individual. So I would have to look at each individual tax that you're speaking of. I couldn't answer generically for all taxes.
Okay. But let me tell you something about taxes. Mm-hmm. Something that I know of, and none of you have forgotten, short memory. A gasoline tax has been tacked on and tacked on and tacked on from ever since day one. And it was called temporary tax. What does temporary mean in the dictionary? Forever? I'm going to use that next time. I temporarily love you.
Forever.
Right. It never went away. And for everybody's information, tax is supposed to be voluntary. According to the American Constitution, they cannot tell you you gotta pay tax. It's voluntary. Oh, now they're going to get me for saying that. Okay, let's go to calls.
I voluntarily pay my taxes every year.
Okay, let's go to calls. Who do we have?
We have Ian from North Shore.
Hi, Ian.
Hi there. I just the only question I have for Mike is I just want to know his stand on the shark adventures, North Shore shark adventures, or shark tours that are going on.
On the shark adventure tours?
Well, the shark tours. I just want to know your opinion on it.
Let me give you the short, and if you want the long, I'll give you the long answer. I support
long or short. Long or short doesn't matter.
I support the shark tours.
Okay.
And the reason, I see what they're doing in the community, and we've had meetings on the North Shore board where all the facts have been presented, and at this point, I support them.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Next.
Okay, we got Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. Aloha, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
Mike, good luck in your run, huh?
Well, thank you very much.
If you were in my district, I'd vote for you.
All right. I like that.
Mike, you know what? I wanted to just bring it up, you know, as well to George, that most of these people that run for office, it's amazing the amount of lawyers that are in there.
I wonder why.
Now, let me make just a couple points. One is that what do you do when you hire a lawyer? What do you pay him for? You pay for him to talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing transition. Why, you know, I mean, do we need to wonder why so many lawyers go into politics? They're used to just sitting back, talking, and getting paid. I talk, you pay. I mean, I know they do more than that, but I'm trying to make another point here.
Mm.
It's very rare that you have a former police officer, you know, go into politics.
Yeah.
And I would really like someone to research how many actual former police officers have run and succeeded in representing the people, because one thing, I am surrounded by police officers in the community I live in, and the best thing of all is these are all guys I grew up with since we were all kids. They're the best people in the world. I mean,
thank you.
Oh my God, you know, I mean, I feel like I'm treated like I'm part of the brotherhood, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because anyway, so I'm really proud of you for, you know, taking a chance and putting your Okoli out there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that are indicative of a policeman, one, and being in there for 34 years, one thing I've learned is we have to be accountable. The other thing is the compassion that we that most of the policemen feel for the public because of what they go through is real. So right off the bat, I feel, as well as many policemen out there, we're starting out with compassion and accountability. And that's important. You know, if and I'm not an attorney, I'm not a lawyer.
That's why I'd like to see you get in.
Thank you.
Because the following year, after you're in office for a year, I'd like to have you back here, and I'd like to hear the same song come out.
Well, bring me back in a year after I win.
Thanks, Rob.
Okay.
Thank you, Rob.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Glenn from Waianae.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, George. Can I ask your guest a few questions?
Go for it.
Yes, Glenn.
What political affiliation do you have?
Democrat.
Democrat?
Yes, sir.
You can just rubber stamp all our tax bills?
Oh, we didn't say that.
Well, that's what they do.
Well, you know, each of us is an individual, yeah? And how we get along and the knowledge that we obtain has to influence that. But to rubber stamp and say everybody is the same, I think we need to have a little open-mindedness that not everybody will be the same.
You know, like the guy was asking, talking about you're an ex-cop and most mm-hmm. of the politicians are lawyers.
Yes.
What if a tort reform bill come up in front of you?
It would depend on the tort reform. I mean, we can discuss many things, but to give a blanket answer without knowing the reform.
You know, actually, the way I see it is right now, especially with the bad economy, I don't think the politicians should even consider raising taxes, raising fees. Because if you did it in private industry, in a business, if you had a sign-in stand, and because everything is slow, you raise your sign-in from $5 to $6, you have less customers. Then you go from $6 to $7, you have even less. And pretty soon, you're bankrupt.
Hey, George, not only do they raise the price, they make the sign-in smaller.
Yeah, exactly. Okay? But the best way to do it is to lower the taxes and help the people. Now they say, okay, we don't have money to run the state. Well, that's your job to find out how to make money. For one, that I've been telling the legislatures all along. One, do ethanol. Number two, do a Waikiki Grand Prix race. But do they listen? Uh-uh.
Hey, George, I can ask him some more questions.
Sure.
Hey, you know, the economy today is not doing too good. Unemployment is supposedly coming down to 9-point-something%. But
yes.
That's not the real number. The number is closer to 20%.
Yeah, you got it.
What I cannot see is the government keep adding more people, getting voting themselves higher pay. Why don't the government go directly with the economy? If the economy, the whole total economy is 10% unemployment, why don't the government cut 10% of their staff and their spending? Why do they keep increasing instead of,
mm-hmm.
I think it should be in a direct relation to how the economy is going.
I agree, Glenn, and this is where I have taken a position, and this was part of my deciding to run. The pay for the politicians is probably within the norm of other places and whatever. However, where the state loses millions and millions of dollars, if you are a politician and you work for 10 years, you can retire for life based on the retirement system. As a politician, you do not contribute to the retirement system. And yet, every year you gain 3% of the money that the state, or you and I, put into that. So as a politician, I have taken steps to opt out of the retirement system, so I will not benefit from those millions of dollars that they're all receiving. So as a police officer, as an example, every month The law says we must contribute 11% of our pay into the retirement system plus post-retirement, which comes out to about 14-15% out of your pay without any say-so. Yet a politician doesn't put a dime in, and yet in 10 years he can retire for the rest of his life off of that 10-year pay. Now, technically...
Wait, we got to go to a break, so okay. Can we hang on to that
sure.
for a while?
Hold on.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guest today is Mike Lyons.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
According to the editors of Hot Rod Magazine,
we've torn down some of our dyno engines that have been seriously abused, but with Royal Purple in the pan, the bearings have looked new. Royal Purple actually improves the condition of metal surfaces by remaining long after pressure would have been squeezed out of ordinary lubricants. Royal Purple responds to increased pressure with increased viscosity.
To keep your car running its best, use only Royal Purple. On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Tiki Cycles Unlimited. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts, Maui Toyota on Maui, and Harvey Maeda on Kauai.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back again, and we're back with Mike.
And if I could finish giving...
Glenn's still on.
Okay,
yeah.
Glenn.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me just finish my last one that, you know, an average politician makes about $48,000 a year, but he's employed as a part-time from January to April. And so that means he's working officially 4 months a year at $48,000, which comes out to $12,000 a month.
Oh.
So then if you add it that way and you add your 4 months... it comes out to 3.5 years over a 10-year period. So you're working 3.5 years solid to get lifetime benefits. And I don't feel that's right. And the other, and I've already taken steps to opt out of the retirement system because of that and for that reason. So I'm not going to receive that. The pay that they receive, yeah, you know, it's granted. During session and during times of the year, they work exceptionally hard. I don't doubt that. But I don't feel that the public should be paying when, as a policeman, as an example, you got to work a minimum of 25 years after putting in 11, 12, 15% of your pay the whole time. That is deserving because it's your money you're putting into the retirement system. But as a politician, you don't do that. So I'm against that part of it.
We got to move on because we got the phones all lining up.
Oh, well. Okay.
Glenn, thank you, Glenn. Thank you for your answer and your time.
Okay. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Tim from Honolulu.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Yeah, I had a question for you. There's been a lot of controversy out here lately about the shark cage tours operating out of Haleiwa. I kind of wanted to know what you guys' stance on what you guys thought about that.
My stance, from everything I've been told and all the facts that I have, I do support the shark tours.
Okay, that's good to know.
You know, I don't think a lot of people realize the tens of thousands of dollars that they provide to the schools. They've created new classrooms, marine biology. They bring an economy to our area and support our restaurants and on and on and on. As opposed to, you know, the water things, you know, we've had the University of Hawaii and the federal government investigating and documenting them, and they cannot come up with anything adversarial or wrong with what they're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree totally with you. And I'm not sure if you know, but today there was a big rally off the North Shore today with the activists trying to shut the tours down because most of the Hawaiians felt that their Amakua was being disrespected. So,
well, I know a lot of local folks, I don't want to, you know, go further than that, work for the shark tours.
Okay, we got to go to the next call. Thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
We have Sean from Mililani.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, George. Hey, Mr. Lyons.
Hey, Sean.
I just wanted to find out a couple questions. Why are you running, and why should I vote for you? And also, on the shark tours, I know a lot of people don't know. From my understanding, they also do help the graffiti out in the North Shore and the Waihoa area.
Yes, all the way down to Sunset. They paint the graffiti at their expense. They hire a man full-time. They provide equipment, paint, and they go 5 days a week painting graffiti.
Well, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. If I'll get off the air, if you can answer my question, why should I vote for you, and why are you running? And, George, I think you need him back on the hot seat again, because I think you have a lot of callers. Mm-hmm. And you guys have a wonderful day. Aloha.
Thank you, Sean. You know, without sounding cliche, Sean, I've spent the last 50 years nearly in the North Shore and Waihewa area. I've taught school up in Waihewa. I've worked in Waihewa. I've worked in Mililani. I've been a resident of Haleiwa for nearly 50 years. I love where I live and work. I love the people. I have a daughter that lives in Waihewa with her family and husband and children, my grandchildren. I have a son that lives in Mililani. There's things that I want to do. I can't go out and change the world, but there are some small things that I can do. And I have to make the effort. I can't just sit back and grumble. I have to step up and try to make the effort. And that's what I want to do. I want to bring some good things to people. I don't know why seniors pay income tax. You know, there's other ways around it. Less than half of the people in our state pay tax. And there's something wrong with that picture. You know, we tax only the people that pay tax, but nearly 50% of our people don't pay tax for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to change that. We need to spread it out a little more.
Give us a call at 296-5467. If you have a question, comment, it doesn't have not only on Mike Lyons, but if you have a question about your car or whatever, give us a call at 296-5467. Okay? So, talking about the raising the taxes to the people on car registration and things like that. I think it's all wrong, you know, because those are law-abiding citizens. And if you want to raise money, you are a policeman before you know. Raise it to the lawbreakers. That's what I say. I mean, what is the citation cost for speeding 20 miles over the speed limit?
You know what, George?
Does it cost?
Our court system is one of the only entities that I know that can actually make money.
And yeah, but do that still, people that are, what does it cost? What is the citation for speeding? $70, $100?
At this point, I don't know. Okay. You know, because things have changed.
The thing that I'm trying to bring out is, okay, the stiffer the penalty, the less the speeding.
That's right.
Right? It's common sense. But how many politicians out there have common sense? If you made the policy, and I've said this to a lot of them, why don't you bring it up to $5,000 for speeding? You know what their answer was? The people can't afford it. But what about the deaths? What about your son and daughter or whoever they kill?
And it's not just the speeding, George. It's the DUI.
I think,
why does it take 3 DUI to have a serious conviction?
Well, DUI, I told them, why don't you just take their car away? Period. If a guy shoots somebody, you take away his gun. You don't take away his license and leave him with the gun.
And you know that car is a 3,000-pound weapon.
Yes, it's a weapon. It's like a loaded gun. So you take his car away. Now, you ask me, let me ask you, if you know that I lost my car because I was drinking, I was caught drinking and driving, and drunk driving, and I lost my car because of that, would you let me your car?
No.
Because then you lose your car. See, that's the best way to get rid of drunk drivers. Take the car. Sell it. Yeah. Make some money.
But they cannot make that criminal. They have to make it under a forfeiture, because then forfeiture becomes civil. And then they can.
Whatever you got to do, you got to do, right? Because drunk drivers take innocent lives.
And cost a lot of money.
Period.
And cost money.
Okay, let's go to calls.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Henry from Wailuku, Maui.
Hey, Henry.
Hey, how's it? I just had a comment about that situation, and then I have a question for George, too. Okay, my comment is, yeah, it's good to have all these things. I hope they can do that, but then the enforcement and the collection of the fines and everything, that's where most of the problems seem to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you get deadbeat people out there that are mostly might be committing these things, and how do you get the money from them? And that's just my comment. I had a question, too, that maybe you can put in mind answering later.
Okay.
This has to do with, you know, I have a car with a dark green color-coded paint on the roof of the car is, you know, starting to peel.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of advice would you have on that, and how can you stop that or whatever? Or you just have to refinish the whole thing? Is that what you got to do? Or?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have the same problem.
Yeah.
You see it a lot. Okay. Now, the clear coats, they have a lot of different grades of clear coats.
Okay.
And there's the real premium one that is a little costly, but really super tough.
Okay.
I recommend using the color, you know, the color that your car is supposed to be?
Right.
You mix it into that high quality clear.
Oh, okay.
You mix it in the clear now.
Yeah, right in with it. Okay.
And you shoot it one step. When you shoot the base coat, and then shoot the clear over it.
Yeah.
It's two dissimilar paints.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So the clear does not really bite the clear coat, the color coat.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
That's why you have a separation.
Yeah, because I have a 97 Camry XLE, a wonderful car, but you know, only in that area on the roof it's starting to do that. So I could just do it on the roof then.
Yeah, just do the roof.
Easy to cut.
But don't do a clear coat.
Mix them all up, okay?
Yeah, sounds mix it good. Together. Then you're going to find that it'll never peel again.
Yeah, that can happen. That can be done. That sounds like good advice. I never realized. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, 296-5467 is the number. And you're welcome to call in.
It's break time. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guest today is Mike Lyons.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimokee, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Why should you or anyone you know use Royal Purple in their cars? Why use Royal Purple at all? Numerous independent tests and user testimonials document performance gains by using Royal Purple lubricants, including increased horsepower and torque, reduced wear, improved fuel economy, reduced heat, and for your part to help the environment, reduced emissions.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Crestec Cleaning Center, Tiki Cycles Unlimited, Tony Nissan Volkswagen. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and we have Mike Lyons here in the studio. And if you want to give a call and ask him a question, you're welcome to 296-5467. And before we get further, Mario Yano has this lock that I recommend a lot of you to get. If you have a trailer hitch attached to your truck or your car, you can put in your keys, spare keys, money, whatever, especially for those of you that go to the beach a lot. Anyway, he can explain it to you more, and you call him at 497-7739. It's a fantastic deal because lots and lots of people always lock their keys in the car, you know, and especially some of you, the car is still running and the car is locked up. It's pretty sad. How do you get in? Okay? So give him a call at 497-7739. Okay? Also, the IBIZ wax is what I recommend. It's the best wax you can buy and probably stop your peeling off the roof, or what we call dandruff. Yeah, and you can get it from Todd. Todd's number is 294-8500. That's 294-8500. Okay, or you can get it from Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Harvey's number is 245-6523, either one of them. Okay? Anyway, so
getting back to the caller, and how do you make collect for all that?
Well, let me ask people this. Okay, people have said, how you collect for this, how you collect for that, how, you know, let me ask this. What would you do if your dad or your mom was killed by a drunk driver? What would you do if that drunk driver killed your son or daughter? Or what would you do if that drunk driver put you in a wheelchair for life? What about this? How do you do this? I mean, it doesn't come to that. It comes to period. Stop it. End it now. You don't slap them on the hand and say, don't do that again and be nice. No. How many shots does it have to take in the head to to kill a person.
You know, George, we need to strengthen our laws. We can take away cars. We can restrict driver's license to where they cannot be given. You can publish their names and faces, which I believe all of the above should be done, or at least looked at the very least. You know, there's all kind of avenues that we can take to stop.
But they won't do it.
You know?
They won't do it.
I just had a friend. They lost their son, and the sentence of the court was probation.
Mm-hmm.
And
you see,
it's heartbreaking.
Grab that judge. You grab that judge, and let him lose a family member. Then see,
it's heartbreaking.
You know, I mean, people gotta think about people, not about me, myself, and nobody else. Mm-hmm. This involves everybody. We're in a world living together, mm-hmm. and we gotta have consideration for each other. Too much of it is, oh, the law is this and the law is that. The law is BS. You gotta have something stricter so people abide by it. It's like going to a tiger with no teeth.
Then we need to have another policeman up there trying to change these laws.
Well, I think so. You know, but people, you know, we need changes in the right direction. You know, I know somebody ran for office, said, I'm for change, but he didn't say what way. You know?
Mm.
People all voting never asked.
Mm.
You got to raise your hand and say, hey, you're going to go for change. What is the change? Put it down in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, anyway, that's what I was looking at. And to curb the racing on the road, you know,
build a track.
When the track was open, they won't build them. Because I'm from the 50s, and back then, they raced on the road, and nobody cared. Mike, they were dying almost every weekend. Okay? And nobody cared. No politician stepped up to the plate and said, yes, we'll build a racetrack. No. It took Jimmy Pfluger from Pfluger Honda. At that time, he was Pfluger Mercury on Kalakaua. It took Jimmy Pfluger and three doctors to build Hawaii Raceway Park. Private. Not public. There's no politician that stood up to the plate. They're not even stepping up to the plate for the Waikiki Grand Prix race. That Grand Prix race would bring in billions into the state of Hawaii. When I ran for mayor in 2008, and I talked to all the neighborhood boards, everybody gave me the blank look. Well, you know what? When there's no more money, keep looking blank. How else you gonna get money? Raise taxes? No. You gotta make money for the city. Make money for the state. Not take it out of the people. That's wrong.
And bring in new business.
Yes. Try bringing in new business. They don't tell you, how can we help you?
Somebody,
they tell you, no can.
Somebody had just called me on the shark tours a few minutes ago. And we have a business that employs 18 families, supports 18 families, as well as tens of thousands of dollars to our schools that they give willingly. This is a business that is succeeding, but it's also benefiting the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, things like that. But you try and talk about ethanol to them, they'll slam the door in your face. They'll slam the door. And Fred Hemmings is against ethanol. He's for electric. I'd like him to tell me, where you going to get electric from when there's no more oil? It's a serious thing, though. And I predict 5 years from now, it's going to be another gas shortage. And this one is going to be for real. There's no oil.
Well, we've already increased 28 cents in the last year per gallon.
Yeah. Asia is out of oil. And everybody says, no, there's a lot of oil. Okay. Keep on believing it. Then when there's no oil and there's no fuel, don't see me about ethanol, because then it's too late. It takes about 3 years to get up and running. How long can you live without electricity and without water. And how far can you go from Hawaii with no fuel?
Because you have to pump the water.
Are you going to hand pump it? Okay, let's go to calls.
Okay, we have Carol from Honolulu.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, George. I have been telling a lot of people about we should have ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
And quite some time ago, I told one lawyer about it, a friend, and she objected to it. She said it was too expensive to make. It was no good. And then just last week, I told another one, and he told me, oh, no, it costs too much. It takes too much water to make it, and it's too expensive to make it. So that's what's going around, even with lawyers. Somebody is giving them all this wrong information. So can you briefly, quickly tell us, your listeners, how much does it cost ethanol? Does it take too much water? Because I've heard that from others, too. And you know, that can you give us those kinds of specifics about how much?
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
That's good. Anyway, if it's water, look around us. We're in the middle of an ocean. The bottom of the ocean is almost fresh water. You pump that water out. For years and years and years, I've been wondering why Hawaii never pumped ocean water. They're doing it in the Big Island now, but why not on the rest of the islands? Okay, if the water is the issue. But let's leave water issue on the side for now. Let me ask this. To those lawyers, and they're supposed to be smart people, what are you going to use for fuel to make electricity or, for one, pump water out of the ground with no oil? What is the cost? What would you pay to have fuel when there's no more oil? That's the question. Okay? And it is more expensive to do ethanol, but ethanol gives double or not three times the mileage of gasoline. So it's cheaper. Anyway, I'd like to thank Mike for coming in.
Thank you, George.
And the callers that share with us today, it's always the callers that make the show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the stars. Not me. It's them. Okay? Anyway, take care of each other. And folks, remember, we have to respect each other's rights. Take care of each other. Aloha.
Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.